Hey, Ruben.
I got good news and better news. Which one do you want first?
Good news and the better news. All right.
So the good news is this. I'm emailing. I got a 17-month term approved. I'm sending you and Helen, you and your mom, an email. We're ready to go to docs and have you know get this moving. You can do 15 or 17 months. Now, this program doesn't have the interest forgiveness, so you are responsible for the full payback. The basic difference is 17 months, you're going to have a lower payment. 15 months, you're going to have a slightly higher payment, but pay less overall. Here's the better news. The 2.5% origination fee was waived. The guy who actually heads this program was not supposed to waive the additional 2.5% discount. He wasn't supposed to, and he made an error. But he's actually a pretty reasonable guy, and he's like, hey, because I made an error, it's on my fault, we're going to still honor it. So you guys are getting basically 2.5% for free. So you're saving $4,000 for free, which... It's fine. It's just, you know, sometimes you get the luck of the draw. So here's the next step. I'm sending you both terms for 15 and 17 months. I just need to know if you want the 15-month daily or 15-month weekly or 17-month daily or 17-month weekly. It's the same cost. Just depends if you want daily or weekly payments. Once we do that, you tell me. I can send you the documents. Documents are going to be called DocuSign. They're going to be sent to Helen so she can electronically sign them. The reason why we do that is if we send them, if they're signed with wet ink, the underwriters are very, very careful on this program on having signatures match up to the driver's licenses if they're wet ink. DocuSign eliminates that problem because it's electronic signatures. There's no issue. Everything else I've gotten from you, I've sent in for clearance. The only thing I'll need to fund this loan, and I'll include in my email, is the funding department can come back to me with a few things. The only thing they've asked for is landlord for your current location, not the new location, landlord for the current location to lease, so really nothing. That's the smallest tip I've ever seen. But here's the other thing. Your Seattle Prime letter is for $91,000. If we pay off Seattle Prime, the way these payoffs work is the following, John. If we pay them off more than you're owed, I've never heard of a company not doing this. Let's say you owe them $84,000 and we pay them $91,000 based off an old letter. They're going to send you a refund, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes those refunds can take up to 6 or 7 days. It can take up to 10 days. It really depends on that. However, if you want more money now, just get me the updated payoff letter. It really doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
So look out for my email. Tell me what term you want, and we'll get the document sent today.
Sounds good. I'll keep calling in about 5-10 minutes, okay?
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.